Om Swasti Namo Govinda, Om Swasti Namo Chitananda, Om Swasti Namo Vasudeva, Om Shanda, covered Deva Prastha?
Yeah, I can function now. It's not too much of an inconvenience. Day by day, just need to manage it with the diet and take some medication.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid too much stress.
And if you come back?
Yeah, according to the doctors, it's they said it was chronic, so it was always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to manage.
Is it something that's terminal?
It depends, really. It affects different devotees differently. That devotee left his body recently in Leicester.
What devotee left his body in Leicester?
Indian body. I forgot his name.
Govinda Priya's father? That was a long time ago.
3 or 4 months ago.
Hmm.
Oh, no, it's longer than that. It was more like a year ago.
Yes.
It's about a year ago, gosh.
Uh-huh, and?
He had the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That's why he ended up having an operation on his intestines. And, he had colostomy bag. And, so it can go that way. If it gets worse, then they end up cutting out sections of the intestine. And it can end up, well, like, he died, so you can end up like that.
You're not dying there, not now.
No, I'll die anyway.
He's dying now, it's just a question of when the process is finished.
Yeah.
We're all dying now.
Dying from the day of dying.
We're all dying. We think we're living, but actually we're dying.
Almost, Mama always says, she's like, come on, do something for your dying mother. Like, you're not dying, we're all dying. You're not sick.
Yeah. Well, I guess you need to be careful, avoid stress. I guess you have to communicate that to Maharani.
She's been trying.
In which way?
Work in progress.
Oh.
No, she's doing good.
I
better not say anything else, otherwise I'll be in trouble.
Sorry, don't cause
it. Yeah, don't stress him out.
Krishna knows. I don't have to say anything.
So then not in Nottingham, then you move back into your house.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And is that paid off?
No. Got about 14 years left on the mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And we can pay it off quicker, so we're hoping to do that.
Why don't you ask your father to pay it off for you? Should have done that when you were in the hospital.
Should have done it
when you were in the hospital.
Ask your dad to pay the mortgage off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll get sick again. It's causing me stress.
How long were you in the hospital for?
It wasn't longer, actually. It was just 4 or 5 days.
Oh. I got the impression somehow you were in there for a long time.
No, the medicine made me sick really quickly. And then as soon as I stopped taking it, the fevers stopped within about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Had about 5 different diagnoses in about 3 days.
He didn't even want to go to the doctor, and I had to drive him to emergency because he has such a high temperature, 40 something degrees temperature.
Yeah, fevers. Fever is something you have to immediately deal with. Can't neglect fever.
I got so scared, Grandma, when 4 or 5 doctors came to him, and they're all of them, they bring different things, blood tests, oxygen. It was like, my God, what's happening? I was thinking, that time I was thinking, I'm going to lose my husband. He's going.
Hmm.
The dry run.
I straight away took him to a hospital from there.
And you went to hospital at Nottingham?
Yes, Kumaraj, yeah.
So that's why Pundrik, or at least Hare Krishna Das, knew about it. She told me.
Yeah, she trained there in the same hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She came to visit as well. Yeah, they're very helpful.
Mm. Anyway, I'm glad that's over, but like you say, it's a dry run, so definitely it's going to be a final run, or I don't know, that's a dry run, they call it the wet run, or but it's definitely going to happen. And that's why we have to take it very seriously. But material energy has all these diversionary tactics, makes us think that there's other things that are more important. Like,
or that we have lots of time.
Yeah, and that we have lots of time. Who knows? Who knows how much time we got? Krishna knows. Krishna knows that even if we have lots of time, it takes lots of time to perfect Krishna consciousness. It isn't something you just sort of get into and finish off in a few days, few years. It's something that you could practice non-stop for a whole lifetime, and that's really, really the requirement. It's a full-time job. Yes, that's right. The lighting system we were trying out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how little energy those lights take.
Are they LED?
Yeah. Not even that. The big light he had in his hand, and he went up to the top. It's only 8 watts.
Wow.
Unbelievable. How do you make it so efficient? Yeah, Edison lights, tungsten lights are only something like 5% efficient, so 95% of it goes all up in heat. So out of 100 watt light, you get 5 watts of electricity. I got these new earrings from Moscow. For Radastan.
And what happened to Char and Darshan?
Well, Char and Darshan. We started Char and Darshan when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was here. How he told us that once during Radha Damodar days when Prabhupada came to visit, and he asked why Radharani's skirt so long. He says, "Where to cover the feet?" He says, "Don't you like to see their feet? Don't you like to see Radharani's feet?" And he said, "Well, Prabhupada, I thought we weren't supposed to see your feet." He says, "No, it's all right." So then Peter, then of course they do it. They do it in Vrindavan and everything else. But then we had sort of a lengthy discussion with Nishimha Kavacha and other pujaris. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to Head Pujari in Los Angeles, who specifically asked, "What about showing Radharani's feet on Radhastami?" And Prabhupada said, "No." So, since things in writing supersede things that are being said, especially when they're very specific, then we decided that to stop, and I think that they, wherever they're doing that, at least the message going out was don't do Char and Darshan.
Never.
Which is a shame. Well, if you dress deities, then you can have Char and Darshan all the time.
Let's get on the
altar. Yes. So, that was meant to be the standard, which I guess that's what it means, it's never. Who knows whether Srila Prabhupada would have given some other instruction contrary to that later on, but since he's not, then we're duty bound to stick by what is Prabhupada's written instruction. And these are the hierarchy of the Prabhupada's instructions. His books are the real authority, ultimate authority, and Prabhupada's lectures, then Prabhupada's discussion conversations, his letters, depending on exactly how explicit they are or what the context is. But in this case, it's such a clear context. And someone asks this question and Prabhupada even rephrases the question in his answer regarding your question about showing Srimati Radharani's feet know what should not be done. Then you can't just... my business is to be faithful to what Srila Prabhupada wants, and then, you know, be confident that we're not going to be losing out on anything if we do that, and that it's for the best overall.
Last year was the last year.
Well, that doesn't bother me. I get trying to darshan when I go on the altar. So, and interestingly enough, Nectar of Devotion also says that devotees can put their feet to the lotus feet of the deity. That it's a regulative principle. It's not always so easy, just the way deities are configured, but that's also there. Anyhow, Charandarshan.
Does one person just say, "I found this letter," and
like, does everyone agree, or like, do you have to vote on stuff like that?
It wasn't something that was voted on.
So it's not like an official resolution.
It's not no, but that's the role of being the deity minister, and then it's also what your conscience says. You know, if Prabhupada says something like that, and your intelligence also says, well, yeah, how can I argue with something like that? Then if there was a lot more, but there's not a lot more, there's just these two instances. And maybe if Tamal Krishna Maharaj were here and he was more explicit in the circumstances and everything, then maybe we would want to argue it. But and we want to do the right thing with deity worship. We don't want to... Our deity worship should be in line with the Gaudiya standard, not necessarily the Brijbhasa standard. That's what Lord Chaitanya tells Subhuti Roy, certainly go to Vrindavan. He says, you stay a little distance from the Brijbhasis, don't try to imitate their conduct or their style of worship, because they're on a different level. Different level not necessarily meaning, they're different. They're just naturally worshiping in this more spontaneous mood. And because they're Brijbhasis. And so even there, Lord Chaitanya is giving a a warning that they can't just because someone else does it, just because it's in Vrindavan, and what's right for them may not be right for us. We should do something else. So, and that's an important thing. Something may be right for one person, but it's not right for somebody else. That's right.
You sure have feet that the man.
They did it this year?
Yes.
This year? Oh yeah, we came in right after.
They did? You say? Well, maybe they're not up to speed with things as yet. I know that wherever he was in America, he wrote me, "What did I think?" And then I wrote him back what that decision was. And that was that they were also talking about not doing it. Somewhere, and I had them in my box, deity box. I carry the deities, and we put them out. And the deity box tumbled down. Little heel here, and this opened out. There's all these Srilas in the grass. But I had to go for a program. So I had like half the farm over here looking for these little Srilas spread out all throughout the grass.
Try to escape sometimes.
And the problem is that I can't quite remember just exactly how many they were.
Did you do a count after that?
I did after that, but I didn't know how many there were before. So possible there's still
some in the grass.
I think we have them all.
How did you get so many of these small ones?
Well, you know, in Scotland, they had 10,000 or 14,000. So they've taken a lot of them back since. But, and so...
to the Kali Gandaki River?
Yeah.
So small.
And so they were actually... They're different. Mostly they're just playing around, which means that they're Lord Narayan. But there's some others, and there's Lord Shiva in there also, and There's some others. The nature of deity worship is when you start worshipping deity as a sort of a younger devotee, then you get really, really enthusiastic and sort of just, I won't say collects and become a collector, but becomes like that. Everything is sort of so wonderful. What Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the taste becomes in the external aspects of the puja more rather than the internal. Mm-hmm. Like he says that there are two types of ruchi. One ruchi depends on the excellences of the worship, and the other one, which is higher, is independent of them. So he gives chanting and deity worship as two examples. So he says in chanting, when someone is chanting very melodiously and very nicely, then people get more of a taste when they're doing that than if someone's chanting sort of not so melodiously, or who knows, out of tune, and then that disturbs others, and they can't quite get into the holy name in the same way. So their taste in the holy name is very much dependent on how nicely it's being chanted, and the same with deity worship. That the deity worship is very much dependent on all of the mantras and tantras and mudras and many other things that are being done, rather. And if those things aren't there, then one isn't necessarily so attracted. So there's sort of this natural tendency. And it's always wonderful. Of course, there's all these deities everywhere. One thing is deities in India. I don't just mean deities in shops. And then there's also these shilas that are not as nicely worshipped as they should be. So the tendency is always, let's do something, let's take care of them. And you know, the question always is, all right, how does that get continued? Just like the reason deities aren't necessarily being so well taken care of is the same reason they may not be taken care of when we take care of them, is because successive generations don't have the same attitude. And they sort of neglect them, like with Radha Damodar. There was just no one to take care of them. And but because they're so, in that sense, important deities. That's why it's. Constant slew of questions when we say, oh, Krishna came to me, deity came to me, just how did he come to me? Well, my friend gave him to me because he got tired of worshipping him. And unfortunately, that becomes the problem, is worshipping, starting to worship, and then maintaining the worship is a real problem of them even having the finances to maintain the worship. That's why that's how we're trying to set up Nitya Seva and Seva Puja for Radha Shyam, so that at least in the future that won't be an issue. At least that there's finances to maintain more the pujaris. Pujaris cost more than the deities. Have all the pujaris, all the devotees involved, their families, their children, so to maintain them is, well, but without them we can't maintain the deity worship. So it really depends. It really depends on them. And if they feel that it's stable and there's a future in it for them, then people become pujaris, depending on their level of Krishna consciousness, then they'll worship the deities properly, hopefully. He was just sitting there on the shelf, nothing, just had a wire as a flute, a piece of wire, and an old piece of white cuddy cloth. And took devotees 3 days to polish them. And these and this here Swarup Damodar Goswami's own deities. How can you neglect them? Is there a record?
Yeah.
Of how he worshipped? No, but that he worshipped. Record of Radha Damodar's worship, there is. Why not from that before? Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a little book about the holy places of Puri when he was living there. And he wrote about them. And he also gave a list, which I have a photograph of somewhere. He gave a list of all the pujaris going back to Swarup Damodar Goswami's time who worship the deities. Take them outside today before it gets too cool today. So
are you supposed to wait for deities to come to you, or are you supposed to
ask or buy them, or
can I buy them?
It
well,
I know.
You go to a store, no, a deity, Morty.
You can. One can just purchase the deities and one that feels very, very inclined. And then chaps with spiritual master and so on. But you can see that kind of deity worship that requires proper standards and so on is hard for devotees to do, and that's why most safe with having Gornitai. And at the same time, they get full benefit.
Yeah, my parents, they 1 foot high marble Gornitai deities they installed, and then I was born on their the installation anniversary 1 year later.
Yeah.
And now they gave them to my sister and her family, and they worship them. But they've been in the family for 27 years now.
Very merciful. That which you get a great difficulty from Radha and Krishna, you get very easily from them. Shah Bhavatar, Sharu Shirumani, Kevala Andana Kanda. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai, Shuri Devishvashakuri, Vishaya Chariya, Shira Shimakriya. Okay, Bolo Hari Hari. Eka Ori Bhai Tribhu Vani Nai. Om Mantra Namati Hum Namjana Yapritam Yadeva Panipuram Yalata Bhaktamatrina Patram Pushpam Panam Jalam Nivedikam Tripitatri Tadkaram Kalkara Vivinam Mantra Bhi Yatkinchir Padatam Kriyam Mantra Vivinam Tat Sarvam Shanti Mahasi Abhyanata Vyana Dishubayam Yakitam Shanti Mahasi Tat Sarvam Dashina Vadyanam Shanti Sevagati Vicha Shmiti Sevagati Vicha Guriya Sarvat Nau Vishnuta Vyana Chitsam Om Shri 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 Shri